Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, by the way, I want to talk about paradigms. In his book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, which you've heard me talk about before many times when he joined us on the show. In fact, he's going to be here tomorrow. Futurist Joel Barker, in that book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, in the book, he explains that paradigms are filters through which we view the world and around which we pursue our lives. And it's a book. He's also got a movie of that I really encourage you to check out, folks. This, when I read that book, when I saw that video, it changed the way I thought about the world. And so I encourage you to do that. But in that book, he talks about paradigms, and he says paradigms are what it's like the things that we prefer, things we like. Now, I'm not doing as good a job of this. He probably would fuss at me for the way I'm explaining this, because I'm not as technical about it as he is. But when I think of a paradigm, the way Joel Barker sort of taught me, I think of a paradigm as what we put up, as he calls them, filters, and whatever fits that filter, whatever fits the view that we have about that thing, whatever it may be, a color, a car, a person, or an idea, or whatever, if it fits our thinking and what we've become used to, whatever comes at us goes right through that filter and passes right through without being encumbered at all. But if what's coming at us, any information, any new idea, any new product or whatever, if it doesn't fit our paradigm, it gets blocked. We block it out. And here's the other thing that I'll never forget Joel saying. We find a way to be successful with our paradigms, with the paradigms that we have. And so things that agree with our paradigm sail right through. Otherwise, they meet with resistance. We also establish marketplace paradigms. And perhaps the most interesting paradigm dynamic is what I've decided is between a customer and a business, between you and your customers. Because think about this now, folks. You remember what I said about paradigms? A customer's product paradigm, whatever they think of is the right product, what it should look like, act like, taste like, whatever. Whatever their product paradigm is, logically becomes your business's production paradigm, right? Remember, the customer is the alpha member of the marketplace. Whatever they want, that's what you and I seek to give them. So their product paradigm becomes your production paradigm. And product paradigms always work for customers because they get to choose, right? They get to pick and choose whatever they want. But for a business, a production paradigm comes with significant risk because we can get left with an investment physically and financially, emotionally. We can get stuck with an investment in a newly unviable product paradigm, right? All because a customer paradigm changed, their product paradigm changed. When there's a paradigm disruption, like when a customer changes preferences, that's called a shift. And Joel says, when a paradigm shifts, everything goes back to zero. What once worked so well now becomes unavailable or obsolete. The automobile essentially was a paradigm shift for buggy whips, right? That everything went back to zero or became unavailable or obsolete. So when a shift occurs, the ability, like for example, here would be a shift, at least in my mind. Joel might not agree with me. In my mind, here would be a shift. The ability to buy stocks online, for example, was a shift because customers, when that happens, customers easily transition to the new thing because the new thing probably caused the shift. But for a business, with multifaceted investment in the old paradigms, like that paradigm would be only stockbrokers can place stock orders. Such a shift is expensive and dangerously disruptive. Think about that. In the past, I've introduced you to several examples of how the marketplace is transitioning from the age of the seller to the age of the customer. We've talked about that a lot, right? This transformation is creating a number of shifts, which are at once exciting for some and disruptive for others. In the new age, the age of the customer, you've heard me talk about this, three primary shifts a business must now monitor constantly. And each one of these elements are associated with key elements of your relationship with customers. The first one is the buying decision. In the past, in the age of the seller and in the age of the customer, customers have always and will always control the buying decision element. Remember what we said earlier? They get to choose. They're the alpha member. But they now need less from you and me in order to make a decision. They need less information, less help from you and me in order to make a decision. So here's a paradigm shift question you have to ask yourself. How do we prevent our marketing and sales strategy from becoming obsolete? If a customer needs us less to make a decision, how do we make sure that the way we're trying to serve them and meet them and close them doesn't become obsolete? Information. This is the next element. Information about the buying decision. Previously, this was controlled by businesses. You and I, as business owners, and the industry controlled information and access to the information. But now, customers have that control. You and I don't have that control anymore. Customers have it. So here's the paradigm shift question. How do we maintain a relevant value proposition? How do we make sure that whatever when a customer thinks of us, that we're still relevant to them, that our value proposition is still relevant to them now that they have information that we used to control? The third one is the product. Once this was controlled by the business, but now customers increasingly influence product development. So here's your paradigm shift question about the product. How do we love what we do? You've heard me say this before. How do we love what we do without loving how we do it? Discover the future, my friends, by monitoring your customer paradigms. If you know what your customer product paradigms are, if you can kind of foresee where they're going, you'll know how to invest in your production, paradigms. 20 after, stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.